Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Miss Willie. Good morning.
Did you hear all those happy birthdays?
Yes, I did. Thank
When
you
is
so
your
much,
birthday
everybody.
exactly?
Monday,
When
the
it,
13th.
okay, all right. The 13th. I'm just finding out that so many really wonderful people have December birthdays. I found it out here, and you're one of them, and I'm one of them. And, of course, every month wonderful people have birthdays. But, Brother Max, I announced the other day on our noon that you have been given an offer on a downtown Minneapolis, marvelous old church building that was used as a church. You went there, you attended there, until the building was condemned because something happened to the roof. Now,
right.
The owner of that building has offered it to you at an amazing price, way below what it's worth. I think $225,000 is what they've offered it to you. And
correct.
But they're going to sell it, and they of course, I think they first offered it at $1 million, and then they went down to $750,000. But it's really worth $1 million for sure. And it's right in the middle of a Somali Muslim population. And you're the
Yes.
pastor, Brother Yosef, the assistant pastor?
Well, Quinn and I and Brother Yosef help out too as well, yes.
Okay, good. All right, now, you have a deadline on that of Friday, is that true?
That is true.
Okay. So, really, you would have to have $225,000 by Friday. And how close are you?
Well, I have to have $75,000 by Friday because they wanted $150,000 in 2 years.
Okay.
But we are relying on the Lord and trusting the Lord that He will provide $125,000 because the roof is going to cost about $75,000.
All right. Now, I was told by the owner of the building that they had priced it to you for $225,000, but they believe that it will take $225,000 to fix it up. So really, you need $500,000. And there may be someone on this line who would like to contribute even the whole amount or, as a birthday offering to you, $5 or whatever. So where is a place they could get that to you quickly? Or they could phone and tell you that they're sending it even.
There's two ways. They can go to our website, which is Yeshua Love Heals. I will spell it right now. Y.
So he's. Let me just a minute here. We would say Jesus Love Heals or Yeshua's Love Heals, but he's using the Arabic name for Jesus, which is what?
Yeshua.
Yeshua. Okay, now, and when he introduced himself to you and spoke to you in an audible voice, he called himself Yeshua, right?
Yes.
So you would know who he's talking about. And I'm thinking that you have your website named that because you're really wanting to reach Muslim people, right?
Yes, Muslim and everybody.
Well, everybody. You want to reach everybody. But you have named
everybody.
It that because you particularly want them to know what you're offering is the
yes.
love of Yeshua. So
yes.
So now will you spell it out? This is going to be how you could reach them on the website. Go ahead.
Yeshua Love Heals, Y, E as in Ellen, S as in Sam, U, A as in Apple, H as in Henry, S as in Sam, L, O, V as in Victor, E as in Allen, H as in Henry, E as in Allen, A as in Apple, L as in Lamb, S as in Sam.
Now just spell it with what is it, dot com or dot?
It is dot com. as.com.
Okay, now just spell it all out without saying as is, and just spell it out.
Just spell it out?
Yeah, just spell it out.
Yeshua Love Heals.
Mm-hmm. Spell it.
So YYESUAHSLOVEHEALS @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Yes, and we have a P.O. box too. And
okay, what's your P.O. box?
Okay,
and who do they address
the
it to? They're going to Max.
Yeah.
And your last name?
I, R, H as in Henry, Y as in yellow, A, M as in Mary, Max Erhayim.
Okay. Or Yeshua's Love Heals.
The mailing address is P.O. Box 46440, Plymouth, Minnesota 55446.
Okay. So I know all of us would like to be able to reach the lost, and of course we all want to we absolutely know that Islamic religion is devilish, but so many people that God loves are caught up in it. And we'd all like to have a way to help in that, but some of us don't have a way. And here's a way, here's an avenue that you could help in that. Bless the Lord. Now, when they send their, this is tax deductible, correct?
Correct.
Donations are tax deductible. Bless the Lord.
Yes,
so somebody out there with $225,000 or $500,000 or $10, you might want to send it, especially, it's kind of like a birthday gift that you can give to Brother Max, because we really do appreciate, Brother Max, what you're doing here. And bless the Lord. I'm going to pledge from Prayer Mountain. We'll be getting to you $5,000 quickly. And so we just thank God for the opportunity to be a part of Brother Max's ministry. Now, this is originally has been called a prayer call to Israel, and today we're really going to be centering in on Israel. So here's a couple of things that Max and I and another brother, early on last week, who has a contact in Israel, sent me a message that something big was getting ready to go down in Syria and that it would be the IDF who did it. Then from Brother Amir Sarfatis, maybe many of you get his updates, he sent one out that what he is observing happening in Israel is very, very unusual. And there are 6 Israeli reconnaissance jets in the air at all times, looking down on that border of Syria with Israel. There is one huge American Gulfstream reconnaissance plane there as well, that's keeping a constant reconnaissance on what's happening on the border of Israel. Evidently, there's a buildup. Military buildup on the Syrian side. And as Amir pointed out, anything Syria has militarily now is not really Syria. Syria's gone. It's Iran. Iran calls the shots. Iran runs things in Syria. Syria's still there in name, still has Bashar Assad, but who's running things is Iran. Now, today, in the Jerusalem Post, now that's what is really not being reported so much out. But here's what the Jerusalem Post reports today. Headline, quote, "One Wrong Move. Tehran Times Reveals Iran's Targets in Israel." a rocket alert map displaying a list of targets Iran would strike, including pins in Lebanese territory and on Palestinian cities. If you go to the Jerusalem Post, you can see this map that Iran loosed today, and it's just covered all over Syria, all over Israel with little red pins. In other words, these are the places they're going to strike, Iran is, that they've marked. So here's the article again from the Jerusalem Post. An Iranian newspaper today, Wednesday, published a map threatening Israel with missile attacks, with pins representing rocket alerts placed on dozens of potential targets. The map, published on the front page of the Tehran Times newspaper, was part of an article headlined, quote, "Just One Wrong Move." An intensification, this is also the quote of the paper, an intensification of the Israeli military threats against Iran seems to suggest that the Zionist regime has forgotten that Iran is more than capable of hitting them from anywhere, wrote the paper, adding that it, quote, doesn't need to remind the illegitimate regime of Israel of Iran's defense capabilities. The article ended by quoting a threat by Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei from 2013, which warned that Iran would, quote, destroy Tel Aviv and Haifa if Israel makes a mistake and conducts a military strike. So that's what was published in Iran's paper today, and Jerusalem Post published it. Now, Jerusalem Post had an article, What's Behind Iran's Map Threat Against Israel, and this article was by a former IDF cyberhead. And he said that they need to be taken seriously. The Iranians need to be taken seriously. And, of course, there has been negotiations over this nuclear agreement going on, and supposedly they've reached some kind of agreement, which is not very powerful, has no teeth. The ability of the IDF, he said, the cyber chief, and the state of Israel to radiate power differs, and he talks about how they have circles. Israel has circles, and they're going to defend certain circles, and the ones very close to them in Syria, they're going to act. So it's saber-rattling, but saber-rattling with planes in the air and troops on the ground. But I went back after we heard this first report earlier in the week from a source inside Israel to what the Lord said to us last Wednesday. And on our 8 a.m. call, he said, he began with, "I am the King of Glory." Psalm 24:8. Who is this King of Glory? Jehovah, strong and mighty. Jehovah, mighty in battle. And those words, mighty, is that word Givor. Gabriel's name comes from it, and it means champion. So he's the champion. He's our Lord. Now the next line he gave us was, Persia will die by the sword. Persia, of course, we know is the biblical name and the ancient name of Iran. And then he gave us Matthew 26:52, which says, all those who take up the sword shall perish by the sword. When I saw that, I went back. Now, the Lord didn't give us Ezekiel 38:21, but he has given us Ezekiel 38 and 39 several times lately. So I went back and I looked up Ezekiel 38:21, which is that battle where Russia and allies, number one ally Persia, come down from the north into Israel. And it says in Ezekiel 38:21, I will call for a sword against him, this invading army under Gog. I will call for a sword against him on all my holy mountains. So the Lord had said to us, Persia will die by the sword. Then he said, you have my mercy, Israel. You are my people. I am with you. And he gave us a couple of scriptures there. I will fight for you against Persia, he said. Deuteronomy 20:3-4. And I thought that was very Israel, very interesting. Here's what that reads. Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Now, I thought that was the Lord having us pray about they're lining up for battle over there. So he said, hear, O Israel, today you, this is Deuteronomy 20:3-4, which he gave us that scripture. Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For Jehovah your Elohim is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies. Now, then he said, because I love you, I will keep my oath. Deuteronomy 28:7-9, which says when your enemies come against you one way, they will leave seven ways. Then he goes on, you can go back over your notes and you can see what he has said. So he's had us praying about this. Now, whether this is time for Ezekiel 38:39, I don't know, or whether the devil's trying to push it too soon, I don't know. But God knows, and he has had us praying about it. Remember, what we're getting ready to do is we're getting ready to pray about what God wants us to pray about. And so we're going to ask him today. I'm going to ask him when we go to him to give us on this very thing for Israel to use us. This is a prayer call for Israel, and he is a God for Israel. Of course, he's not against the Iranian people, but the Iranian regime is very, very against God and against Israel. Another thing I'm going to ask him for, I got word last night that a dear friend, Pastor Charlie Mendenhall, pastors a wonderful church in Guymon, Oklahoma, and has for years, entered the hospital for COVID, and his wife, Margaret, has requested prayer. And sometimes people say, don't use our names, but do this and that. My goodness gracious sakes alive. I believe that Margaret has done the right thing here. We're going to lift up Brother Charlie Mendenhall, and we're not going to let him go. And so that's the first thing I'm going to be talking to the Lord about as we enter into our prayer. Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father, we are a prayer force. You have raised us up. You have baptized us with the Holy Spirit. You have sent Jesus. Emmanuel, Im with Anu, us, El, God. You have sent him in this wonderful, wonderful incarnation of God in man. And he walked this earth, a perfect man, to spill his blood for mankind. And now he dwells in us because the blood of Jesus enabled us to be indwelt by God the Father, God the Son, through God the Holy Spirit. What a marvelous fact that wherever we sit with our phones, God is in us. God is with us. And so, Father, we know it's not through anything, any of our own righteousness. That's just like filthy rags. But thank God, due to the plan of God, we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And because you have made us. When you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised his body. When you seated him, you seated his body in him. And from your right hand, and also from our seats on the earth, where we have an earth suit that gives us the right and the authority. Father, we approach you. You have said that when we pray, you hear us. And if we pray according to the will of God, we have the request that we ask of you. Oh, Father, we do not know how to make a perfect prayer with our understanding. But with our understanding, we're going to lift up today Brother Charlie Mendenhall and all of the brothers and the sisters, especially in the body of Christ, every person in the body of Christ who is under the attack of COVID today, we lift them up. And we lift up anybody who's under the attack of COVID, Lord, and about to go out of here without knowing Jesus and his saving power. We lift them up, Father, to you. These prayers are coming to you surely, and you're sending forth heaven's forces to get healing to them, to get the knowledge of God to them. In Jesus' name, we ask you to reveal yourself to the people who don't know you, Lord. And they're very ill, even at the point of death. Please show them your very self. We pray for them. We pray they be rescued in the name above every name. And Father, we're asking you to give us the utterance, which we don't have, about the situation in Israel, the situation in Syria, the plots coming out of Iran. Holy Father, we love you and adore you. We thank you for cleansing us, that the Spirit of God can enter us and pray through us now. Oh, Father, use us, we pray, according to your plan. Shambali vato no nombri kakala papaha sikala mato to dadi papa. Malikoko maki danya. Kabidolo gobrete hishandolo kohora maki tiniga ale benjienu. Rida dianano kohole gebanje. Bidi kombrati di koho shakta. Oh, la vala maki tolo kombrakalanye ni koho laki. Oh, Padre Nicola, bina kola kala gabi da shodo do gombre kata. Vridanyo no koho la vita. Vridanyo no koho la vita la gambi do gombraki da da kotoshke de brakto do gombre kata. Kini mako la bidanyo no kole balito lo gombraka. Maledonye hisaka, maledonye veke danyo no koho la vita. Oh, Bashita, mangila papra niko, retato abila tushka, lalivangiosa tashka, kalimantiete nikahalito logombri kalakala gandiene nikalakabito, kashito logombri kalakafrito, Kangile toro makahala kaladino no kohola gabrito. Piripu poafra nikolo goho gentati de gombrakito toto do gambaki. Alida toro masika la gabrito non jete. Ejato. Kavikala kombrete de galabito do to chande. Galima quafre da goho gende le kahala gabitonio ne kala kafito. Kronde le cabra nicola gobre frande le koshka danye. Medadi de koho le vita.
Greda la kalia no koho la gita. Magito, magito. Masti toro, mahalakito la kavra makara. Ajidando. Ajidando fea. Mangeto, nakilaka. Mandi di gopa, mandi basciotta, malitoto, malitoto. Ui ba le hele gangolo kohora makita. Igi di du du jua, magadol kohora baha, makita. Kangalaitara mahalakara makahalakaha nye to brangi to lavi. Makiando tora mahalakapre kalakokapre. Mastiato, mastiato, mastiato. Makilondebre. Kavidonya Nikola Gabra Bidonya no Kohole Kabra Kale Tito. Pashkilonde le Valoboro Makahanya Nikola Kabito lo Kobre Kanye. Kalidanyo no Kohole Kapra Kahala Gindyo no Nombre Kala Kahala Gavambi Dodambre Kotashki Danje. Kalatishko donje ne kahala kabito lo kamra kala kapadi anano kohole kamra. Sipa. Sipa nanye. Sipa do rapi. Lala do. Mahapa. Magi danyo. Oh, kala kakrande. Givara doshke danyene kabra na kora kabi tolonga malakaya no kola kabido do gombe kalda. Ritali mano nombre, mindaha ne kalda kobre, kilika bandye kilika bene makura pakachando. Sivara naki andele mako. Makidanya. Makidanya nora. Nora fina a ora makaya. Ora makaya, ora makaya. Shishando lo kobre mekala. Lala dudba. Anyo no kohu bedaba. Oh, prasito, prasito. Mota no kabra ni le kahala banyana no kora bakala kadinya no kora bakaya no kohu jedana. Silivangiotto, Marito, Maridania. Maridania fale me cara, Masito. Che deva tace, Masito, Masito, Masito. L'elevato, l'elevato, l'elevato. Nakaparati, bondele, bagigio, nanagabri, nako. L'elegagna, l'elegagna, l'elegagno. Magidabra, magidabra, nokilabad, asiko, matito, mangagi. Bele le banjato. Maragidagno, nokoho le batari apaka. Kabarita ne koleheve de ne mahalakaya na kambre kala. Lele danya na kahara ma kahalagi na kahalaka. Oh, la betate. Meshete, meshete. Kalibato, kalibato. Perish, perish. Oh, la kandipa. Oh, palavanye, nene magabre, mekele kondanye, nikala gababi. Nesi ato danje, niko tobre, kafra niko. Kalivatora, kalivatora, kalivatora. Melidato. Kalivato la kam, benikato de la goche, kelikatambre, bekola kambre. Malivato rogo braktina, kahalaka braktina, kombre, kalaka pa. Majito. Gride de kahale, makalaka vito, la gambe dede de kambra, kalaka. Ibrovo babeshanyo no kolegeba, malidanyo no kohole betaya no kohora baki, maridanyo, maridanyo, maridanyo bele bakala makora bahaje bele kola baletoria. Migando, diribatora. Sipato, lele danye, amina koloko, nadido. Carabandiero, ma chi la dagna ne coleve le batata? Calivatoto, di barati, mandinaco. Mastiato, papa calaca chiusa. Che regala con diete, naki la coro, ma calaca chiusa. Uivato lo cobre calacaffigno, no corabattiata. Amigeto, amigeto, amigeto fambi, la calacabido, dangalacabì. Lobrati, lobrati, lobrati. Ghilibandora, 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 franghito, franghete, na calabito, na calabito, na calabito. Uivato mahaliki, alebenye, alebenye nika. Korobakaya no koholege bandye, ne koshedi de gabra, ne koloko brati, nana no koprete, ne kalakabito, lo gaba. Ansine koka, ansine koka, ansine koka. Embrashkine nyanda, bevrande le vashka. Greva diuta, la makito do gombre, en ibrando koromai, en sedeno nombre, Andiamo nenni calabali calamani collai. Bileba. Bileba bora. Bilebora macchi. Gandito, melecat, manicat. Rifatto maledite. Rifatto malatita da gangue, la donna bandita, gomba halatita, nanana bira gada da gente. Kashkitora, kashkitora, kashkitora. Keshkidara mahalakakita, la govranda di kutuhu shkitata. Leliba, mor, titanio. Titania se amica la cajala pito de compre catorce se te mató. Le vale paquino, no cola vale vale boni, ni cola vale boniete. Y se te de gaja xente. Cale vale caprate de contora ma cala cala papampi de cotesque donge di cotosque de brahmanati. Ele brandora, macala calabinha, meu cocolê cabraço. Bili batuta, bili batuta, bili batuta. Malicombrete, malicombrande, nananombrisca. Egele vampaki, nananono rojetata, cala cala capapi. Ali brueva, nananono, bracala cadiana, meu cocolê cabraço. Itara goto hosheta da kahasha, tida gata hasha. Ikalabratito, malekakati. Kalabrantish goto, tida kahala kaprafi, da kompretanya ne kohole kaprafi. Ishato te eleba kapre, makalako kamba. Il va burra vara catatandora bondonde ne calacatami ne colaca cabri ne colaca hazan. I du fra ne calagambiro Gambara Gabri Nakola Kavala Gindio Obalati 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 Kaniko Kapi Kaniko Kapi Kaniko Kapi Mashita Tofia Mika Mashita Tofia Makangi Nando Gobapi Lulabi Lulali Badaba Onyene Kaka Preach Katanya and Borabanya and Mikovrani Mashkora Grinda la ba banyona na maya taya o malita la ka la nyene na nombre nombre mia la gitora koribata te de gapa nikota ojane le kabrakari makalakadinyo no kolega babi. We pray to the Babachi and send on nombre and Didi Galati and Yanika Kaka. Kapitoto Mia, Katikoka Balati, Katitoto Gombapi. Oh, Rapiscanto no cabre, Mashito. Kofi Tashko. Alibatora Makahala Kavinio no Kohole Gabapi. E della tota. Mi li va paglia non bracchi. Mi li tando bracchi la cabracchito lo govrema e cattisco non gliene calacabito. Oh, Sabrita mia tandi e le va copra calacacambre. Bidangio. Oh, Fafe, calameccio, bagne ne coprambito, ma chi la diede ne casca d'ora, ma caia ne collequimado, do prendi ne mancio. I shato lo gobre ma calacito. Mastiano, ma kita kapa, malakito. Cave na calacave, to lo gobre caprati na condere da tasca. Libatoro ma halakito, lo combre calacito, lo dobre malacacito, lo combre calacacito. Melicato. Thank you, Father, thank you, Lord. Praise you. I'm so thankful to you, Lord, so thankful. Thank you for your chesed, thank you for your mercy. Thank you, oh Lord, that you allow us to pray. That you help us to pray, that you answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord, that we have access to the throne where we receive grace and mercy. Oh, hallelujah. We're so thankful that we can be in partnership with you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Dear Brother Max, how are you?
Thank you.
Oh, praise God for his goodness and mercy forever. Did we hear from the Lord? Was he good enough and kind enough to give us an interpretation today?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise his name.
Praise. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. Listen to my friend and prophet this morning. Listen to my friend and prophet this morning. Next line. Nothing shall hurt you.
Is nothing twice nothing. In there?
Yeah. Nothing shall hurt you. Nothing twice in there. Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. The time is near, and you are blessed. The time is near, and you are blessed. The words of this prophecy, the words of this prophecy. Oh, Revelation 1-3. Yes, Revelation 1, 2 and 3.
Chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
Verses 1, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Revelation chapter 1 and verses 1 through 3.
Yes. Okay. They will follow their own. They will follow their own. Jude chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Jude chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. You, my friend, keep praying for everything. You, my friend, keep praying for everything. Jude 1, chapter 1, verse 20. You, my friends, keep praying for everything. And next line is Jude chapter 1, verse 20. Next line, I am always near you. I am always near you. Psalm 145:18. Psalm 145, verse 18. Next line. This is for Israel. This is for Israel. Genesis 28:15. Genesis 28:15. Next line, I will bring you back, I promise. ED in the end, I promise. I will bring you back, I promise. Next line, for you. I'm just going to read it. For you, from Benjamin church for you, Trump, Benjamin, church. Romans 8:28. Next line. Understand my big plans, end with an S. Understand my big plans. Psalm 62, verse 8. Next line. You must believe in me in all times. It's not at all times. I'll read it again. You must believe in me in all times. Next line. I am always there. I am always there. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Even bad news fits, with an S here, fits in my vision. Yeah, that's vision. I'll read it again. Even bad news fits in my vision. Psalm 112, verse 7. Next line. I am on your side. I am on your side. Next line. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Joshua 1, 9. Next line. You are secure and safe in my hands. And with an S. You are secure and safe in my hands. Proverbs 29, verse 25. Even tough, we cannot see. I'll read it again. Even tough, we cannot see. C-A-N-N-O-T, see.
S-E-E?
Yeah.
Are you sure that tough, or maybe it's the word though? T-H-O-U-G-H.
T-H-O-U-G-H.
Yeah. Oh. Even though we cannot
yeah.
see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even
it
though
is
we
though.
Cannot see.
Mm-hmm. I'm going ahead of myself here. Just a little thank you.
Well, those words in English are some of the hardest ones for, you know, even though.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Go
yeah.
through.
Yeah, even though. Yeah, it is even though.
Even though we cannot see. Mm-hmm.
I'll try to stay on my line and just concentrate more. Normally, I jump go like a little bit farther. Excited here.
Now that's understandable. Yeah.
Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Next line. So, listen this morning. So, listen this morning. Next line. This is my battle, not yours. This is my battle or battle, not yours. Second Chronicles 20 verse 15. Second Chronicles 20, chapter 20, verse 15. Listen to me and keep my way. Listen to me and keep my way. It's not ways, it's way. W-A-Y. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. Proverbs 8, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32, 33, 34. So Proverbs chapter 8, 32 to or through 34. Pay attention. Pay attention. Proverbs 7:24. Proverbs 7:24. Next line. Be wise. Be wise. So write it down two times. Be wise. Be wise. I had, H-A-D, spoken all in my words. I had spoken all in my words.
Is it words have an S on the end of it or just words?
Have an S.
Here.
Is yeah.
an S?
Yeah, words with an S. I'm sorry?
That's it. I just wanted to know if it had an S on the end of words.
Okay. John, chapter 2, verse 22. 2:22. John, chapter 2, verse 22. Believe my scripture. Church. Believe my scripture. Church. Oh, my goodness. Here's your answer. Israel, the battle is already won. I'll read this line again. Israel, the battle is already won. Next line, one word. Pray. Matthew 21:22. Matthew chapter 21:22. Trust in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise his name. Thank you, Father. I think so much of it was for Israel this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Let me get my computer up here. And while I'm getting it, I will say that we will be there at noon on Prayer Mountain. The Lord is good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay, Father, we just praise you for the word of God. Listen to my friend and prophet this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing shall hurt you. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you.
Hallelujah.
The time is near, and you are blessed. The words of this prophecy, Revelation 1:1-3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants, the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near.
Whoa.
Now, the time is near. That's just what he said to us. And you are blessed, the words of this prophecy. The words of this prophecy that he's going to give here is the book of Revelation. So he's telling us the time is near for these things. They'll soon take place. Hallelujah. They will follow their own. Jude, and actually Jude only has one chapter, and so we want verses 18 and 19. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. I'm going to read that. Now, remember, they is not you. They is they. So he said, they will follow their own. And I'm going to read that in the, that was the ESV. Here's the NASB. They were saying to you, in the last time there will be mockers following after their own ungodly lusts. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit, not having the Spirit. I'm going to use this one when I write it down because it says they are following their own ungodly lusts. And he used the word to us in that phrase, they will follow their own.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some people now who are scoffers, and they are mockers. They mock God. They scoff. They cause division. and they are following their own ungodly lusts. Merely natural. They're people who are merely natural. They're not, God doesn't live in them. You are my friends. Keep praying for everything. And now we're going to the next verse, which is Jude 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting eagerly for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Okay, that is telling us that there are people who don't have the Spirit. They're merely natural. They're following their own ungodly lust, but we're a different group. You, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That's praying in tongues. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Hallelujah. Waiting eagerly for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Oh, those are wonderful verses. It tells you what they are doing, and it tells you what we are doing, and what we are doing is to keep praying, building ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues. His next word to us, I am always near you. Psalm 145, 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Hallelujah.
Good.
This is for Israel. Genesis 28:15. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There you have it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There you have it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Then the next thing he says, the phrase that he gave us, I will bring you back. I promised.
I promised, yeah.
For you, Trump, and you mean church, Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose.
Ooh.
Understand my big plans.
Oh, my Jesus.
Psalm 62:8. I believe when he tells us to understand, he's not only commanding us, but he's giving us the ability to do it.
Yes.
Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. This next phrase. You must believe in me in all times. Now I'm going to look at the ESV. Trust in him at all times, O people. You know what I'm going to do? If you'll just give me a minute here, I want to look that up in my Hebrew Bible. Psalm 62:8. Okay. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Now that is going to be yes. I am looking it up in the Hebrew. I'm looking up in the Hebrew. Hatoch bo call it. All right. The Lord said, you must believe in me in all times. I am always there. So I look it up in the Hebrew itself, not the Hebrew translation, but the Hebrew. And in the Hebrew it is the call. In all times. The Hebrew
wow.
does say ba, which is in. I think that's very telling that the Lord would give it to us in the word he gave us. You must believe in me in all times. That's actually what the Hebrew says. Translations say at all times. They probably couldn't fathom why it would say in all times. But it does say in all times. So he said that to us, you must believe in me in all times. And the Hebrew okay. says, in all times, Psalm 62:8. Now we're going to look up Isaiah 26:4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an everlasting rock. And remember, this is sometimes translated the Rock of Ages, where the old hymn comes from.
Mm.
The rock that endures forever. Trust in the Lord forever. Hallelujah. I'm always Thank there. You. Even bad news fits in my vision. And you know, we know that. We know that when we read yeah. something like the headline today, God knows all about it. And it fits his vision. And then he gives us Psalm 112:7. This is speaking of a man, a very good man. All of Psalm 112 is about a very good man. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord.
Wow.
And I like that in the King James. I think it says his heart is fixed. All right. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. So that's it. We're not afraid of bad news. We read it this morning, all those little pinpoints on that map, but we are not afraid of it, and Israel's not to be afraid of it, because the next line, I am on your side. You have nothing to fear. Joshua 1:9, excuse me. And this is in the King James. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. You are secure and safe in my hands. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The fear of man will bring you into a trap.
Yep.
That's King James. I'm going to read it in the ESV. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord, Jehovah, is safe. Even though we cannot see. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith
is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm. Hallelujah. So listen this morning. This is my battle, not yours. 2 Chronicles 20:15. And he said, "Listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says Jehovah to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's." He told them to listen. He's telling us to listen. He told us to listen several times this morning. Listen to me and keep my ways. You will be blessed. Proverbs
32 through 34.
And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. Oh, how blessed to have him give us that. How wonderful.
Yeah.
I know you're going to go back over these, all of you, and let them soak into you and meditate them.
Oh, yes.
And the next thing he says to us, pay attention. Proverbs 7:24. And now, O sons, listen to me and be attentive to the words of my mouth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be wise. Be wise. I had spoken all in my words. John 2:22.
Thank you, Jesus.
When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. And there it is, had spoken in the word, and there it is, had spoken in his phrases to us. His phrase to us, be wise, I had spoken all in my words. And here it says, they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. And his next line to us, believe my scripture, church. Israel, the battle is already won. Pray. Matthew 21:22. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. That's the ESV. I'm going to read it in King James. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
What a wonderful, wonderful word this morning. In light of everything that's going on, especially. Trust in me. I would sum up by saying everything is according to his plan. Even though we can't see it, don't be concerned about it. Listen even the bad news we hear is going to fit in his plan. And all things are working out for our good, and we're not to be afraid. But also I get from this, the time is near. Hallelujah. So I trust we're all ready and living for him with everything we have, for the time is near. Well, praise the Lord. And I'm going to get ready now for meeting you out at Prayer Mountain at noon. Bless the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.